Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pop Culture Stars for April 13th, 2022. Sitting here cutting up in the green room so hard I didn't even prep the drinks or the cigar or anything, so we'll catch that up as we do our show this evening. Well, I hope everybody out there is doing fantastic and everything's falling into place. Because it damn sure isn't on my side of things, so I'm hoping somebody is bringing balance to the force and is having a good week. So with that being said, we're running a little thin on help tonight. So instead of introducing our panelists, I'm going to introduce my good brother and partner in crime for this evening's show, One Shaken.
Good evening, and what can I tell you? So we normally do the weather report first, right? And it's supposed to be a doozy. I'm feeling like I don't want to get a little let down. Keep in mind, I'm the idiot, the Midwestern idiot that loves storms. So I'm looking forward to it. We're supposed to get some nasty weather on its way. And yes, I'm a bigger idiot because anybody who would actually be paying attention on the show knows that back in August, a tree fell on my house, and we are still trying to wrap up getting the finishing touch rebuilt too. So you would think that the last thing that I want coming through town is a storm, but no, we're getting some inclement weather. I think inclement weather. Doesn't that work? That's not just for like winter weather, right? Here we are talking about vocab terms. But nonetheless, yeah. We've got storms coming up from I can't remember if the line came from Kentucky or Illinois, probably a little of both the way it's coming into us. But I'm sitting here looking out the windows, looking forward to it. You know, the cell phone's charged, so I can keep rolling, even if I'm in the basement. So, yeah, but that's about it. Built the fence this last week. Glad to be here. Glad for a show. Just a nice – can't stay quiet because if it's too quiet, it'd be a bad show. So, looking forward to a good one tonight. My good pal Dave.
I hear you. Yeah, not to throw shade, but I am sitting here on a breezy 60s starlit evening out here. So I'm actually ahead of the curve for a change. Normally all hell's breaking loose like it did last week. So, if you listened to last week and you were wondering what all happened, we had a little plumbing issue going on here at the house, and it was a shower switch, which allowed water to flow freely without stop, and I couldn't turn it off, and yeah, it was a disaster. And, but we got everything under control, $250, and we're back to living at least ways semi-modern living. Oop, and there is Mika in the background joining us this evening. So anyhow, off to the night show. And what we're going to do, since both of us are pooped and have no topic matter. Good Lord, do you hear that? That's about a 55-pound dog making all that racket right there. But Tim, I'm telling you, she's a nut, man. Lead us off, man. Just come up with something and go at it. I'm going to get my stuff together and go outside while you're leading off this evening. No pressure.
Holy cow. Yeah, no kidding, man. Pressure on me. Well, hell, I've already brought up the storm. That's like the highlight of my night. I guess I can, if we're going to go into current events and keep it in the structure of maybe how local news does it, you would go local first, right? So my local current event is, again, I kind of touched on it, but I'm a little proud of myself. I built the we'll call it phase one of a fence outside. And I actually got away with doing a modern style. So the wife, and as I also had mentioned, you know, we had some storm damage, and one of the things that suffered was our fence. We used to have a, I guess you could say, traditional three-panel, horizontal panel fence, and then, you know, because there'd be gaps, we had, like, the metal fencing that would go in front of it so we can contain our dogs. It was all painted nice and white. Had a custom-built by me picket fence gate that went into it. That was crushed, too. So we decided to save money, and I would just fix it all back myself. Well, the wife decided, with all the other updates that were happening to the house with repairs, she wanted a modern horizontal-looking fence. Of course, I said challenge accepted, and in the course of the spring break, which I had last week, I was able to complete the entire front part of that fence. So, and I even built a new custom gate, and it's a whole modern gate. So, yeah, I'm actually pretty proud of it. Maybe I should post some pics on the pop culture page. So I thought I heard some rustle. Dave might be back to the mic there. So that was my little local current events. It's just my recent project here that I had done last week over spring break. So, yeah, that was kind of a cool thing to get done.
Yeah, outstanding. Now, we just got a message here. We got somebody special joining us this evening. I'm going to go click them in.
I didn't even see it.
Get over here to the left top and click.
I guess you guys need a pro to come on.
I'm telling you what.
Oh, listen to him.
Damn sure good to see him.
Well,
so Amazing Velvet.
Yay.
What is going on, man?
We'll leave that for another day. We'll just be happy. How's that? We'll leave that for another chat. Because I don't want to be Debbie Downer or nothing. I just keep smiling, keep laughing, keep having fun. So, you know, let's not – we'll talk about that on another side note. How's that?
Totally understood.
And Tim's actually trying to be Tim the Tool Man. Is that what I understand?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know it. I don't know what you're working on, but I hope it works and it's not broken already.
Yeah. So far, so good. We'll see what we'll see what happens when the weather gets cold and the gate all of a sudden like shifts off and doesn't line up again. That shit happened the last one. Yeah.
Oh, that does happen.
Yeah.
So,
I'm currently going through an issue here at the house. We've got an outlet or two here in the house that keeps shorting out. And I think they're just loose inside of the housing there, and they just don't want to cooperate. I have been in grocery and retail 37 years. I've cut meat for years. I've done a lot of things. I used to lay brick. Used to do the carpentry scene. Yak, yak, yak.
I used to lay some pipe. Yeah.
But I am not an electrician by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh,
yet my wife.
I'm not either.
Is mad at me because I cannot fix these outlets. So just before the show, she was mouthing off about said outlet, and I said, well, use a different outlet. And she says, well, I was going to sit here. And I says, okay, we'll use my charge box. And she says, I've got my own. And that was when it finally hit. And I looked at it and I said, well, F and use it.
Dirty.
So,
dirty.
So that is how we solve electrical issues at my house. Because
I tried to burn my bathroom down with that.
Yeah. So next time she's out there looking for a man, perhaps she needs to get an electrician. And, of course, that poor guy, a month later, she'll be bitching at him because he can't cut a ribeye. So.
Right. Exactly.
So,
cook anything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So there is no winning at all, only losing in marriage. Folks, get it through your head. This is what happens. Nevertheless, though, yeah, this is a whole, the whole house thing has just been, the stuff with the plumbing last week, oh, Christ almighty. It was, I mean, just.
Y'all got Mr. Sparky up there? That's who we
called.
I tried to burn my house down? Yeah, I was in there. The bathroom light was flickering and this and that, and the thing was buzzing and making noise in the wall. What the heck is that? Open it up. The contacts were all jacked up, and I was about to burn the house down. So I was like, yeah, let's call Mr. Sparky because I'm not an electrician. And the funny thing about the commercials is there's a chick, right, and there's a similar issue. She's got an issue with one of her outlets. And the commercial comes on. You see her, and she goes, do you need a man? I went, what the F is that? I mean, do I need a man? And a guy comes up, you know, is like, let me go get my toolkit. I'm like, what the frig is this crap? It was bad. If I can find the two commercials, there's really two bad commercials. If I can find those two commercials, I'd definitely send them to y'all because you're like, you'll be like, okay, wait a minute. This dude's not coming to my house. No. Definitely not.
Yeah, I get so ripping pissed because the expectation is for me to be able to do every little thing. And I'm one of these types of guys that if I don't have the answer, I'll look you in the eye and tell you that. You know how you meet those people that'll just try to, you know, save face and bullshit you, and then I'll end up screwing
you. Oh,
yeah,
I can do that.
Right. I'm the type of guy to look you right in the eye and say, I can't do it. I know a guy who can, but I'm not your guy. My wife refuses to accept that. I have to have the ability to perform heart surgery, fix plumbing, reshingle roofs, cook 10-course meals, spay and neuter the neighborhood dogs. I mean, it's just one of these things.
Be good in the bedroom. And then know how to drive a white little van with candy in it.
And what they don't understand is when things are going to hell, I'm one of these guys that's real cool about shit. Now, do I get pissed and throw furniture? Absolutely. I could do it without even thinking about it. Throwing furniture is a blast. Get me good and bent out of shape, and I will Hulk smash your entire house. But
all right.
I also have the
sweet.
Have
I'm only
going to
be out $38.
That's it. Yeah. Well, the house is worth at this point, right? So
probably.
I have the ability to be real cool about things, where I don't, you know. And it's funny how when something goes down, I'm real cool, but it's never the situation that puts me in the Hulk mode. It's always the peanut gallery, if you will, that ends up doing it. And, you know, it's – and with her, for some ungodly reason, she thinks I'm an expert in every damn little thing. And when I look her in the eye, I say, hey, I can't do it. Or when it's going to hell and I'm not freaking out about it, she thinks I don't care. Well, it's not that I don't care. It's just there are some things on this planet that I know I can't control. And somehow or another, it's going to work its way out. And if it don't, we're dead. Then we ask you to worry about it.
Well, I guess, Dave, you're not repopulating the Earth, buddy, because you can't do shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Wait, you can do stuff. It just ain't the right stuff. How's that?
It just ain't the right stuff. Yeah, it ain't the current need. You know, when you need somebody to cook you dinner, okay, I'm over here cooking dinner. All right, well, no thanks, no gratitude, no nothing. something comes up. Hey, can you go out there and, you know, sculpt the statue of David? Well, no, I'm not a sculptor. Well, God damn.
Yeah, right.
Can't suck. You do anything? You suck.
No, I can't. Obviously not.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. And these houses, I don't give a shit what nobody says. These houses know when you've paid them off because everything goes fine.
Yep.
And the minute you pay the damn things off, I'm here to tell you, it's almost like
it's
the
money pit
going,
after that.
Yeah. You think you're
going to
save $800 a month on a mortgage payment? Shit.
No, sir.
No. It just
no,
goes
sir.
In somebody else's pockets instead of the mortgage company.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Got to call this person. Got to call that person. I can't fix anything. Well, you better learn how to fix. Well, I don't know how to do it. That's why I call somebody.
I mean,
yeah,
it's up to the ball.
I just I don't have a stern of a backbone, so I just kind of try to become a jack of all trades. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I've found myself doing electrical work, plumbing. Not the plumbing that you had to do though, man. I would throw in the towel on that. I'm not messing with any copper pipes from the frickin' 18th century, you know.
Well, you ought to talk to Tank about that. L.A. Tank just had to do a house that was built in, like, 1890. And he had to go in there and fix all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And all they've
rough.
Done to the outside of the house is replaster or restucco the outside. The
really?
Inside has been redone. Yeah, the inside's been redone in a few places, but this house was, he goes, the guy bought it on the cheap, I mean on the real cheap, and come to find out after he got things fixed and they redid the outside again, the house is now worth like $3.3 million.
Hot damn.
And he bought it for pennies. He bought it for like $178,000.
Wow.
Something around there, because Tank told me the story, and I went, are you kidding me? He goes, yeah, he bought it on the cheap, now the house is worth 3.3. I said, shut up.
Yeah, what are we
yeah,
doing wrong?
You should have seen the, he goes, you should have seen the mess that that I had to clean up. I said, it was like an hour story. So.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass. I don't know. Like I said, you know, when it comes down to the home improvement stuff, man, I mean, or the home improvement, it's more of a home maintenance than it is an improvement thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to make shit better. I'm
well,
trying to make shit work.
We just redid our driveway. I showed y'all pictures of my swamp and my river about a year or so ago. Well, we finally got an entire load of slag, and we went from the front door we did one lane, two cars wide, probably a little more than two car wide at the front of the house, but it's a single to when it gets to the driveway, to the front of the driveway. This guy came over, they dumped it out in the big hole in the middle of the yard. He brought over his tractor. 2 hours late. 2 hours now it took this guy to smooth it out and make the two lanes in front of the house, you know, the pad widened up at the front of the house so two cars or maybe three cars could fit on it, and it narrowed down to the coming in, and all the holes are filled now, and it, you know, it blended in nice. He did a really good job. He came today and picked up his tractor today, and he's like, anything else? I said, no, sir. He goes, well, I'll be back in about 2 or 3 months and see how it looks, and if I got to drag it again, I will. I went, all right, cool. But yeah, we had to do it. I get tired of people. Even when people came over, they're like, "My car can't go in your yard."
Yeah, yeah,
like,
and everything.
My bad.
No, my
bad. You can break them. Yeah, so I just get tired of hearing it.
Oddly enough, and the good news is that we've all been through it where we're actually kind of starting to doubt our own ability to get things done when this stuff happens around the house. And the plumber, when he came in, he's a friend of the family and everything. So I told him what was going on, and I said, here's what I did. Here's what I see. I know you know what you're doing, but I want to let you know where I've been doing, so that way perhaps it helps you. That way you don't have to undo what I did and start working. I'm trying to kind of, you know, give you the, he goes, all right. And I pointed to that screw. There's a little tiny screw that's in the stem of the shower there behind that control bar. And I could not turn that sumbitch to say, I mean, had somebody put a gun to my head and said, turn it, I'd have just gone ahead and pulled the trigger myself because that screw was not coming out. So anyhow, I point to the screw, told him what was going on, and I said, as I walked out of the bathroom, I says, I'm gonna get out of your way. I'm gonna go sit out here in the living room. I says, and I expect you to walk out here in about 30 seconds and hand me a damn screw just to kind of put it in my face. Well, he got to be laughing about it, right? Well, I hear him and his help in there, you know, banging around, and they're talking and banging around. And next thing you know, he says, wow, man, I'm going to have to go out and get the saw for this one. So he ended up having to cut that handle off of the stem.
Oh, boy.
So when everything was said and done, I told him, I says, how much face am I losing? He goes, you ain't losing any at all. He said, it took me 4 hours. This is what I do for a living. So, and then with the dryer, it needed a heating element and a thermostat. And I don't know if you guys ever put a, yeah, and it's pretty much a routine.
And a butt.
You know, you unplug those four connections, you unscrew the thing, you slide it out of that housing, you get the new thermostat. The hardest part of changing a thermostat and heating element to dryer is the screws.
Yep.
Because you almost got to be Gumby to get them damn screws out because they're in the most inopportune spots. So, nevertheless, what happened is apparently whenever my dryer went to shit on me the other night, it shorted out and burned up one of the wires.
Oh,
so it involved cutting wires and all that kind of nifty stuff. Well, it just got above my damn pay grade, and I says, you know what? You know, I'm going to pay somebody to fix it because it'd be my luck. I'll get in here and try to damn jackleg this thing, and it'll catch on fire. you know what I mean? And the 50 bucks I saved from taking it to a repairman, I'll end up spending $5,000 on fire damage, you know, when the damn fire marshal comes in. Uh-huh. Whoever fixed that dryer is a dumb son of a bitch, because that thing shorted out, burned your house down.
No, you know what's going to happen? The guy's going to walk in and go, hi, I'm Fire Marshal Bell. How are you? What seems to be the problem today? Oh, you tried to burn your house down, didn't you? Let me tell you something.
Because, man, I was so bent out of shape. But, of course, when I picked the dryer up this morning, the young man who worked on it, I told him, I said, so, how much face am I losing on this one? And he says, nah, he says, I'm glad you brought it over here because this is not a household fix. He says, this one needed to definitely be rewired and everything. So,
they did a bang-up
job on it, man. I couldn't be any happier what they did. I mean, I was, you know, when it come down to being helpful, it's, B&T Appliances here in Jacksonville in Onslow County here, and they're right down the road. They're about 2 miles from the house, and you couldn't ask for more helpful
That's
bunch
good.
Of people. I mean,
I was talking to the guy that did my driveway. And I said, look, I said, with the way the world is today, I said, you're hard people to find. He said the same thing about me. I said, listen, as long as you do right by, there's not a problem. But as soon as you start showing your ass or saying something you shouldn't be saying, you're already on the other side. You know, it's not good. So just do right by. That's all you got to do. And it seems like you found people that will do right by. So, you know, they do right by you, you do right by them. That's basically all it is. And it's hard to find those people and the people who work like that. I'm fortunate. You're fortunate. Tim the Tool Man's not. He's still trying to do it by himself, you know. He's over there going, yeah, honey, I can do it. Oh, damn, I can't do this.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I can't. When it comes to electrical, I will burn. Either I'm going to shock the crap out of me or I'm burning this house down. So, no.
Well, the thing is I kind of started off as a kid. I was one of those that took interest in, like, I wanted to build shit. Now, I didn't have a dad who, you know, I mean, he tinkered around with stuff here and there a little bit, but I didn't have somebody to show me the ropes. Now, I asked my stepdad a lot of questions because, you know, he used to work. He was an electrician, like that's what he, for a profession. So I have him to kind of lean on and ask him for advice on what I'm doing as far as that's concerned. But he's also really, really good at construction and stuff. Because he used to work when he was a kid. I guess I could use the word apprentice. He was kind of like an apprentice to this dude that did construction. So he learned all kinds of crap. So I can, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have to look stuff up, but I have a pretty solid idea of how to build structures, basic structures and crap like that. And I'll do some kind of electrical work because when I was in college, like I started off in robotics and this shit's not the same. Okay. Like electronics, like electricity and how, well, basically like alternating current, which is in your house, and then like direct current, which is your small circuits, totally, totally up and different. It's night and day. So, you know, I never messed with, like, house wiring or anything. I was more of a little electronics geek. But still, I had to know basics of both of them. So I'm kind of a little dumb at, you know, but I keep asking. I keep looking it up because I'll have to be like, all right, now how does this neutral thing work again? Like, why are they lined up like that? You know what I mean? But then I kind of read on it a bit, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That makes sense now. So I kind of have a little bit of a background. But I still, I mean, there's crap I'm not going to handle. You're not going to find me putting a new. You're not going to find me putting in a new electrical box. You know, I mean, my stepdad, like he'll do that shit, and he's fine doing it. You know, well, even I think he gets a little razzled doing it. You know, he's like, I'm not getting paid for this shit, but you know, so that is kind of pushing limits for him, but he'll do it. I'm not going to do that crap. Now I got to try to fix. I do have to fix an outlet. It was funny you were talking about outlets. My daughter, she's running a vacuum, and I thought she said she heard like a click noise or something, and the vacuum turned off or did whatever. And she turned it off, turned it back on, and it went again. Like it started working again, and then it kicked off or something again. I don't remember. Well, the second time it did it, everything along that wall stopped working. Television, vacuum. Whatever else. And I'm like, all right. So I'm thinking, blew a fuse. So I go down to the circuit breaker box. Nope, nothing was triggered. And I'm like, and I realize one half of the room works, the other doesn't. And I'm thinking, well, that's because it's divided. You know, there are two separate circuits. Nope, they're all in the same circuit. I can't remember how I figured that one out, but I did enough. I mean, I won't go into detail here. This isn't freaking Tim the Tool Man Taylor or whatever show, Mr. Wizard or anything, so I'm not going to go into detail. But I got some little gadgets and electrical things that tell you like, where you've got like an open neutral wire, open hot, whatever, that you can plug it in. So there's an open neutral line somewhere, and that's something I got to figure out. I know how to fix it, but I'm trying to actually see where it's broken, and I don't see anything yet, but I don't know. So there's a little bit of reasoning back behind why, there's things that I will tackle. But I've gotten myself in some heavy projects where it's like, man, I'm not doing this shit again. And also, as I go, the older I get in life, I buy cooler tools. Like, I still get money from my parents for my birthday. It's just they're never going to stop doing that. They always do it. I'm like, whatever.
Same way.
And I save it, and, I buy tools with it. I always do because I'm always going to be working on something. I mean, I like doing it. So I just got myself a miter saw. I think that's what they are. Basically, I'm pretty sure the name of that's right. It's basically the circular saw, but it's stationary, you know, so you can put your longer board.
Yeah.
So I got one of those around Christmas time, and then I just recently bought a reciprocating saw, and that's to cut the tree roots out. But it's kind of like you can do so much badass crap with the reciprocating saw.
Yeah,
call them,
those are all.
Call them, but yeah. So I got one of those. I'm excited to use that. So the more tools you get, the easier shit becomes. But get a load of this. I'm expected to put in a new staircase. So I'll let you know when you go.
First of all, that's funny. That reminds me of another movie. You remember the movie Moving with Richard Pryor?
I don't think I've seen it.
We're going to take the pool. We're going to take the stairs with us. He's buying this house in Idaho. And they met the people, and he goes, we're going to take this. And they thought they were joking. They came and goes, my stairs! My pool! It's gone! They took everything!
Continue grousing about the spousal support when it comes down to home repairs. But it's funny, like the deck that I'm standing on, you know, the boards on the deck were bad. They were getting rotted out. Went down to Lowe's, bought 30 some odd new boards, and reboarded this thing, blap, 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 right? Rhinos right now could come up here and screw on this deck, and they wouldn't fall through it, right?
There you go.
Not one round of applause, not hey, well done.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Exactly.
I have three.
You want a cold
Polish
beer?
Starters.
You want something to drink?
I have written three books that are published that were in the top 10 on the Amazon, top 10 in the category, all three books at one time. We go to cons. We're eating dinner with cast members from The Walking Dead. We're on first-name basis with wrestlers and all this kind of cool stuff. But I am the biggest, useless, no-account piece of shit of a husband because I cannot fix an electrical socket.
When is this thing you're supposed to do in May? What's the date of the – not to change the subject, but I am.
21st.
Okay.
I don't know. Right now, things are hanging in the balance for us because I don't know if we're going to have the money to go down there now that we've been having to shell out all this cash to fix shit. So that'll be this week's beating that goes on. She's currently inside right now wrecking something else. I know there's a bunch of banging and crashing when I came out here.
I'm wrecking something.
You're going to find a hole in your drywall. She's like, I decided to kick the outlet myself.
I'm
going to knock
the
shit out of it.
Because I looked through the window earlier, and I can see Rob just in there shaking his head in disgust, and I'm like, oh, boy, you know, what's it going to be this time?
I cut a hole in the floor and let the sofa fall to the ground. I didn't like it.
Yeah, just make a bad situation worse.
You got another one to call.
Who's in the queue? Who's in the queue? Oh, I see that person. Okay.
Let me go in there and click them in. Carry on, gentlemen. I'm going to go do some clicking.
Okay, clicking. Yeah, he's going in there, and he's going to hear some stuff and go, oh, I just got called to work.
Right. Guys, we're going to have to
cut
the show.
She's going
to
be like, can you fix this? Because I screwed it up. And when he says no, she's going to start yelling.
He's going to go in there and half the power's going to be out.
Who's in the
honey?
Queue? You know who's in the queue. You know who's in
I
the
don't
queue.
Know
I got a name, brother. Yeah, right. You ain't kayfabe with nobody, brother. You know who's in the queue. Who are you kidding? What's going on, gentlemen? Gentlemen, what's going on? What's new?
Well,
they're talking Tim the Toolman stuff.
Yeah, carrying on about home repairs, blah, blah, blah. You know,
and
something
ladies,
else I'll throw
if there's
out
ladies,
there.
If there's any ladies there in here, you know, forgive me. Sorry, it's been a long day.
You know, and Stro Velvet, while I got you guys on here, you guys, how many podcasts a week do you guys participate in? Two, three?
Jesus, I lose count. Good Lord.
Okay.
No,
well,
too many.
I was in the beginning, it was four, and now it's down to three. It's this one.
Okay.
It's Papa Stroh's and mine.
Sometimes I feel like I'm interviewing myself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. A week. One, there's 162 hours in a week, right? And an hour and
mm-hmm.
a half of them, 2 hours of that 162 on Wednesday night, I have this podcast. Okay? Why is it everything goes to hell
when
in
you're
those
on
2 hours? Every
goddamn
week. I'm here to tell
you. Tim, I called it. He went inside. She's probably going to go, Dave, can you come fix this? No, I cannot. Now, when you go back in there, she's going to go, I don't know why I married you. You can't fix the damn thing.
Are you hiding in the closet right now? You just, I mean,
oh
it's like God. You know exactly what's going to happen before it happens.
But
I mean,
honey, I didn't shut off the power like you did and cut half the house off.
I think that's what my ex told me. Sounds so familiar. Oh, my God. Lord
of
mercy.
Oh, gosh. I mean, and you wonder why I drink. It's,
oh, well.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you. Nevertheless, I'll sweep up the teeth and eyeballs after the show tonight, and we move on into a Thursday. It's so damn uncanny how no matter how hard I try, and it's no secret. I've been, Jesus, Stro, how long have I been on this podcast, for God's sake? I mean, it's been, what?
Been a while,
five,
yeah.
6 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we all know at 2100 hours, on Wednesday nights, formerly Thursdays, my fat ass is going to be tied up on a podcast for approximately 90 to 120 minutes. That's it. The other 160 hours, you can do whatever you want to with my time.
But no. But when you're on this podcast, we have to break something. Something has to be not working. Long
dog
enough, caught on
loose.
Fire.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Tim, how many times have we had a dog issue when I'm here on the damn show where I'm like, oh, hang on, guys, got to step away, got to chase the dog down?
I think we even had a warning once that there might be a neighborhood chase. So if we heard you yelling and screaming and the dogs, we would know what was going on.
Yeah.
That's
funny. Hey, this is better than the Gallagher show. It's great.
And I can
agree.
If we were to move this show to 6 o'clock in the evening on a Tuesday, everything would start going to shit at 6:01 on a Tuesday. I can
now that
I
seems
swear, right as rain. I tell you what. Nevertheless, damn it. Make a brother cuss.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to walk in the house and go, dang it, I couldn't even get off the computer and cut this podcast off for you start screaming at me.
Can you please just let it be for 2 hours?
No.
I can see Dave
happen.
Like Mel Brooks in High Anxiety. He's spinning around in the circle.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They cannot. They're going to keep breaking something, thinking they're fixing it, and they break it some more, or they ruin something else. Oh, trust me. I know. Been there, done that. No
sir.
Oh,
the tractor, Velvet, the tractor in my house is the perfect example. I can't tell you how many damn times we basically inherited a John Deere mower when I bought the house. And when we were looking at the house, I saw a zero turn, a real nice one in the attached garage. And I was like, I'm putting that in the purchase agreement. I want that. And they came back and said, well, we're going to hang on to that one, but we'll give you, we've got a tractor that does the same job. You know, it's not the same thing, but it'll get the job done. Like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
So I get this John Deere tractor. You know,
you've got a John Deere. You didn't get a John Deere. John Deere. You got a Ron Deere, baby.
Deer.
No, it's Ron Deere, or the redneck one is Ron Beer. R-O-N-B-E-R. Ron Beer.
Yeah, I got to check those out. Yeah.
Well,
anyway. State of the art, baby.
I can't tell you how many times I come out in the yard and she'll be stalled. She'll call me because she has her phone out there, and I'll get this call, and they'll say, come here. And I'm like, God damn it, what now? I'll go out there. I see the front wheels facing outward like a dog laying down with his legs out. And I'll go out there, and I'll be like, what the hell happened here? It's like, I don't know. The wheels just came apart. I have no idea how she did this, but she broke the axle on it. The iron casting axle across was split in two. And I'll tell you what, man, that was, you know, because you can't get this thing back up. We're on 3 acres.
Listen.
You can't just go and push that thing up out of there. I had to take all the tools that I had out into the damn backyard, push that effer up, and took the entire weekend, all the rusty bolts off that thing, get to the axle, take it or put the new one on and put everything else back on. She does
that
crap,
dude. She was making TikTok videos. That's what happened.
Yeah.
The TikTok videos.
And broke it.
Napoleon Dynamite. You take this off, you take this off any sweet jumps?
Oh, yeah.
Needless to say, she still has... Needless to say, she still has the video evidence. You might want to look through her phone one day.
Uh-oh, right? Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I can see everything. And I mean,
I can see
when I say everything,
yes,
I mean everything.
Where's that thing for Boris? He's riding around in my little van. Sweet Jesus.
Oh, God, he sounds like a Christmas tree, that psycho Christmas tree that got the other Christmas tree sawed off.
Mm. I wonder where that monthly on paper boy is at.
Bob is like Robert Stack in Airplane. He's beating up all the charities that come at him in the terminal.
Yeah.
Slamming them all around.
Hold the witness.
Yeah, boom. Oh, that's funny. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know, and it gets so bad after a while, you find yourself, you know, you're like, okay, you know, I'm going to blow off some steam. Let's go walk around the park just so I get off my mind and everything. Walking around, you know, the wife's like, oh, look at the ducks. And I'm looking at the tree wondering if one of those limbs can hold my weight. You know what I mean? It's like take the grandkids to go look at the fire trucks, and they're like, oh, cool, fire trucks. I'm going, I bet you one lick for those, and I wouldn't even feel a damn thing. You know, you just get to a point where you get so damn tired of this shit where you just, I mean, and I mean, it's just nonstop, man. And the money. Oh, my God, the money is just a whole different ball of wax. I mean, right now with our current state of affairs and leadership, bad enough we can't even drive to the goddamn Scotchman for smokes anymore because it costs too much. But we, you know, you've something breaks, and it's going to be three figures no matter what. No matter how hard you try, take, for instance, like this dryer. Okay, they charge me $62.50 to fix it, which is a hell of a good deal. But what I don't mention is the fact that I had already purchased $90 worth of parts
mm-hmm.
which they used to yeah. fix it. So arguably, it was a $150 fix. And I don't know if you've been out pricing washers and dryers lately, but you're not going to get into either one of them for under $600 right now either. And
so you pay for something you have to buy the parts for.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my Lord.
So,
oh, wow.
And in the event that you ever go to buy an appliance, do not, and I repeat, boys and girls, do not buy it from Home Depot or Lowe's. Because those chuckle-asses they got, I mean, it took us 3 weeks to get a washing machine out here. And then when we got it, they cross-threaded the cold. First off, and granted, every hose is the same. I know the hose will say hot and cold, but it's the same rubber hose. It don't matter. But nevertheless, they crisscrossed them. They put the hot to the cold, cold to the hot. And then on the cold one, they cross-threaded it. So when I cranked the washing machine up and the water went in, water went all over the goddamn.
They should have been advised from Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, not cross the streams.
Yeah, you can't cross streams. You know that. And then, of course, Rob tells me they had two guys installing the damn washer, but one of them was working on the washer, and the other one was out in my front room casing out my damn wall of fame with all my autographs and all that jazz.
Fanboy.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah, so this guy's planning a damn break-in. The other one's cross-threading my damn washing machine. And, I went to Home Depot later on, and I pulled a Karen. I didn't get nasty about it, but I did say, hey, can I speak to the guy in charge here, if you don't mind? And the little girl called the guy up, and I said, hey, man, I ain't going to get in your grill because I've been doing this for 30-some-odd years, and I understand what it's all about. I said, but I'm going to tell you this. I told him what I went through. I said, I know it's not your bad. I know it's a third-party bunch of damn-ass clowns that you got coming out here doing it. I said, but I will tell you this. I am never, ever, I don't care if my testicles are at risk, I am never going to buy another appliance from this store. And whenever a friend of mine or an acquaintance or a friend of a friend needs an appliance, I will tell them, buy it anywhere but here. So you take care, walk with the Lord, don't take any wooden nickels. We'll see you. And bigger than shit, that's the last thing that I have purchased from that orange and white building. And, you know, they got these hacked up furniture stores around here. And, you know, Strohill, you know who I'm talking about. I mean, here in Onslow County, they'll sell some half-assed stuff to a Marine in a heartbeat in this county. And,
hey, man, this is a great couch right here. It's a little dusty, but I think you'll like it. Just take a broom or a bat to it before you take it in the house. Beat it real good, and it'll be great. Gotta be $900, sir. Gotta be $900 for that couch.
Can you complete that blood
what
a bargain.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you don't turn the cushion over and find the cat pee, you'll be even better.
Oh, wow.
It's news, not used, it's news. N-E-W-E-S-D, man, news. That's how you spell that, right?
Is there any charge for the cat piss smell, or is that free?
Man, that's free of charge, bro. That's ambiance, man. Wait, that's ambience. That's ambience, baby.
Ambiance.
You're talking about
ambiance. Like her song.
And I'm in the same boat. We bought our house, a farmhouse. It dates back to at least 1900s. That's just when, you know, the earliest record. It could be even older than that. I don't know. But the morons that have lived here over the course of the more recent years that decided to add on their own stuff did such a half-assed job. And then, of course, you know, it's always a wonderful game that you play when you go to sell a house. I mean, I'm guilty. We've done it, too. We cover the, you know, there's things around a house that just, when you get it, you don't think it's that big of a deal. But then the more you live with it, the more of a pain in the ass it is. And those are the things that you have to try really hard to cover up when you go to sell the house. But the problem is karma comes back to bite you in the ass, because then the next house you get, you suddenly uncover the things that they hid when they were selling it to you. And so one of those said things, which I still have yet to fix, which really, honestly, this wouldn't take me that long to fix. But up in our master bathroom, we do not have hot and cold water, just cold water. I'm sorry, not everywhere, just the sink. It's the sink. So we have cold water, no hot water. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch, that's weird. What's the deal with that? And I look down and I'm like, oh, well, shit, it's not connected. Well, let me connect it, and I'll bet we have hot water. That's the biggest sucker. The little Bugs Bunny sucker appears above my head at that moment. So I take the hose back there, and I attach it to the outlet, and I turn the water on, and what the hell do you think happens? Water sprays everywhere from the connection where it hits the faucet up by the sink. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I shut the water off and I unplug it. So we have that issue, and all I really have to do is just take the whole damn thing off, go to said stores such as Home Depot, Menards, Lowe's, whatever. And I'm not going to say that though. I don't need anybody to install it. I'm still probably going to pay at least $100 because faucets, unless you're going for one of those construction grade, you know, put into an apartment, you're going to pay some money for a freaking faucet. So that's kind of the reason I put it off. But it's just an example of some of the shit that gets covered up, man. Some of the crap we have to deal with as homeowners. You were talking about something getting crossed or whatever with the washer dryer that made me think of that. Son of a bitch, man.
Well, you know, Tim, right? All you had to do is connect it, flush the toilet, then turn it on, and it would have worked fine. You didn't do the combination right, man. Come on.
I got to go get a whole new sink.
Yeah. And you always got the one guy that says, well, go to Harbor Freight and get it. Yeah, I'll go to Harbor Freight and get it. Just so 3 years from now, I could do it all over again. And then it's like, you know, if you're going to, when we got the roof put on the house, there was, and I know this is going to come out bad when I say this, and it's not meant to be disparaging, but when you hear, well, my dad's got a friend at the church. Okay, stop right there. Not that I'm a heathen. Not that I'm a heathen, but I'm going to tell you something. Anybody who has a friend at the church, in other words, the guy is a dentist, but hangs down, but does something, air quotes, on the side. So,
no, man.
You know,
he's a handyman.
Yeah.
Didn't you know that?
You know, oh, well, this guy, you know, I know this guy at the church, he paints for, you know, let's hire him, okay. And then you end up with paint splattered all over the place, you know, everything's, you know, half-assed, spackled up.
Didn't you put paper down? No, I did not.
Yeah. When we went to put a roof on this place, there's Locklear.
You're killing
is the
me,
name
bro.
Of the company, and they've been in Onslow County forever. But they're expensive. They're expensive because they do the damn job right. So they came out and did an estimate, and the air quotes guy at the church that does roofing, at $2,800, right? So of course the argument was, you know. Well, I don't see why you want to go with them when they're $2,000 more.
I said, because the guy at the church did your dad's house, and every time it rains, what do? I have to go over to your dad's house and put tarp on the goddamn roof. So we're getting locklear out here.
Crackhead.
And they're going to put the expensive roof. Yeah. They're going to damn put the expensive roof on here. And I'm never going to talk about another roof again.
All right, here we go. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Dave went to see the guy, okay? And the guy's itching, going, hey, man, I'm Dave with three guys, two teeth, and a roofing thing, man. How much you think that's going to cost you with the big guys? Oh, about $4,000. We'll do it for $2,800 and a pack of smokes.
Yeah. You're going to do it by foot up your ass is what you're going to do. I tell you what.
That's funny as shit.
Yeah. And oddly enough, we put this roof on, and no lie, when they started pulling the damn shingles off, Mr. Locklear stopped, and he said, hey, it come to find out your OSB's in worse shape than I thought it was. I'm going to have to go get some lumber. And I stopped, and I said, oh, shit. So how much is that going to set me back? He said, I told you $4,500, and that's what it's going to be. He said, I got some OSB of my own. I'm going to bring it over here and do it. I told you $4,500, and that's where it stands. So not only did they replaced the OSB, the tar paper, and put 30-year shingles on here, I'm here to tell you, I have yet to lose a shingle in 10 years since I've had this roof put on. If there is one thing outside of this deck that will be standing 20 years from now, it'll be that damn roof. And it's all because you went out there and you didn't try to half-ass it. You got the damn help. You got the damn correct materials. And you went up there and had it done. Because I'm here to tell you, when you get hacked up shit, all you do is chase it. So, you know, you can go out and buy yourself a $500 chainsaw and be the only chainsaw you ever buy in your life, or you can buy $1,000 ones over a period of 20 years. You know?
Pretty much, yes.
That's what Leatherface did.
That's right. He got plenty.
Yeah, he was probably going through blade pretty heavy. He was wearing them out fast, wasn't he?
Why don't we get in the running car? No, that's stupid. Let's go hide behind the chainsaws.
Go hide in the cemetery, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, crazy. I'm done.
You're done? Aw. Tim?
Yo, I'm here. I'm here.
Not only did he talk himself out of finishing the podcast, he still got to go inside and see what happened in the house.
Yeah, I am absolutely dreading it. I have no idea. And I'll be quite honest with you, gentlemen. There's a big part of me that just never wants to find out.
Right.
Just
listen, if you flush the toilet and you scream, I mean, you found the problem.
Yeah. It's almost like that part in Revenge of the Sith when damn Obi-Wan goes to watch the play-by-play from the Jedi Temple after Anakin loses his shit. Yoda's like, the truth, you might not want to know. And Obi-Wan watches it anyway, and there's Anakin knocking down the kids and all that shit. And there's Obi-Wan clutching his chest, and Yoda standing behind him going, uh-huh, bitch, I told you.
Right?
Yeah. And it's almost time to walk back in here.
I like to think of discovering problems that are going to kick your ass in the house, you know. Yeah, I always get that Mortal Kombat theme thing going, except, you know, the house always beats me, so all I hear is, finish him.
Speaking of that, you know when you take a shit and you wipe your butt and everything's clean, you know what you call that? That's a flawless victory.
Nice.
Mortal Kombat will never be the same now, thanks to me.
Well, you know what brought that to my head was I was sitting there real quick. I got to get this off because I'll forget it otherwise. I was literally sitting on the couch last night. And I said to myself, because, you know, I feel like I was let down with the Will Smith memes. I still haven't seen as many as I really thought. You know, as if all the crap that's created out there and people have the talent to do nowadays on their phones, I just didn't think people were putting in enough effort. But anyway, last night I was sitting on the couch and I thought, man, surely somebody has taken Mortal Kombat and put it with this Will Smith hit. And so I Googled real quick, Mortal Kombat Will Smith, and I'll be damned if I didn't see a video where they did that, and they basically put it up to where it goes, finish him, and then he basically smacks him across the face. And so I got a good laugh out of it. I couldn't believe it. I Googled it, and there it was. All right, you were going to say something, Dave. But...
No, I was wanting to open up a Mortal Kombat themed brothel, okay, and actually have speakers wired up in all the rooms, so that way, you know, when if the young lady who has been, you know, on the job is taking care of business, you can hear, excellent. Or, of course, if it's getting close to money time, you hear the finish.
Oh.
Or let's say a guy walks in and can't get it up, then you hear the.
Oh,
or maybe you got like two overweight chicks working, and the guy likes the, he's the chubby chaser, so he wants the two overweight chicks in there, and you can hear test of might.
You stupid. Crap.
Yes, there's
you
money to be made hell. Here, man. That's it goes to my my other idea of having a Harry Potter themed abortion clinic. And I know I'm going to catch
up
for this.
Oh, come on now.
Let me apologize in advance. But the guy comes in, the doctor comes in, dressed in all the robes and everything, and will yell things like, fetus deletus, or come, go.
Holy
yeah.
God.
And somehow or another, that will make things a little more of a novelty approach. Yeah, there's all kinds of ideas. One of these days, I'm going to pull the trigger on one of these ideas and make millions.
I don't know what.
Seeing I don't have double D titties to show on TikTok and make money, I've got to be more innovative. So
I don't know what made that in my head. You ever see that movie, Freddy Got Fingered, from back in like the late 90s, early 2000s? That part. He freaking delivers the baby, and he takes it around and swings it around by the umbilical cord. I don't know. Something about your Harry Potter thing.
This thing's getting out of hand. What the hell? Jeez. Tell us how you really feel. Damn.
Freddy Got Fingered, one of the most awkward, if you ever want an awkward moment, get, like, I don't know, your parents in the room or something, and then sit down and watch Freddy Got Fingered. I'm telling you what, that movie is out there. It is out there.
Yeah. Well, that Tom Green guy, he was kind of a flash in the pan, too. He was one of those ones that was big for about a year, and then all of a sudden it just, like, disappeared.
Yeah, because it's funny wasn't that funny. It was kiddie humor at first, and then it was kind of, it's not funny anymore.
Then it,
it was like juvenile humor. It was like juvenile humor. He thought he was funny, and you're not funny at all.
Yeah.
So,
like
he pretty much.
You watch Polly Shore stuff, I used to love Pauly Shore. I used to laugh like hell watching all of his movies and his
he's
hits and everything.
He's a weirdo now. Have you seen him?
Yeah,
lately?
And then I
he
met
was
him.
Freaking
person.
Weirdo. Oh,
what
God.
A downer. My God. I mean, what just a, just, I'm not going to say mean-spirited, because he's not mean. He's just a blah. Could screw up a rainbow kind of guy. And
yeah,
it's a shame
I
because
got you.
He used to be funny
well,
as shit.
Know,
then when you finally
yeah,
meet
well,
him in person, you're like, God knows.
Well, you got to realize he's been around comedy his whole life. His mom owned the comedy spot or a comedy store or something. He took it over. I don't know if he's still running it. But, yeah, he's – I mean, he put it this way. He had an opportunity to do more after a lot of those movies with comedy and do different stuff, and he just went.
Yeah.
And now he's this weirdo California-centric goofball that went – like, I went swimming – you know, with the sharks, and they taught me a lot of stuff. Yeah, you're an idiot. Wait, come
he
on, man.
He used to do a comedy show down there in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, we used to come every year, and he quit doing that. He used to come in South Carolina every year. Every year. And he stopped doing it completely. But you know what? I don't know if he got burnout or what. He doesn't need money. I'll give him that. He did take care of his money. I'll give him credit on that. But I think he smoked one too many joints, and that last one put him over the edge. Because he has no clue. I mean, unless he's still smoking it. I don't know.
It stinks when you meet these guys sometimes and you actually, especially with the comedians, because for some reason, I mean, don't get me wrong, comedians, a lot of them, a lot of people always come up to me like, man, Dave, you're so funny. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to entertain myself because the real me ain't worth a shit. So I'm trying to keep myself laughing, much less everybody around me. And I know comedians, you know, a lot of them are, you know, dealing with sadness of different kinds and everything, and that's why they're so funny, is because they're trying their level best to balance out what's going on in their head by being humorous. But some of them, you know, you meet them in person and it's like, wow, you know, they just seem to be the kind of person that
that's what happens when you've been in bed.
No, it just, you know how there's those certain people that you know that whenever you go out to eat with them, they embarrass the hell out of you because they give the waitress a hard time?
Yeah.
That's how he impressed me. He impressed me as one of those guys.
The problem is he lives in California. He's out, you know, he just, that place, the whole state's a dumpster fire. Everybody wants to move trying to move to Texas. Abbott finally said, y'all quit moving to my state. Y'all need to go somewhere else. Go on. Don't come to Texas. But, you know, he had a taste of the big time. You know, here again, like I said, do right by. If it weren't for the fans, you would not have a paycheck.
Exactly.
You would have never made those movies that were horrible. And people became cult classics like Biodome and Encino Man and whatever else. Save the Mahi Mahi. Save the Mahi Mahi.
He's not your buddy anymore.
Right, and buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
You want to wheeze the juice?
that's
no wheezing the juice.
Yeah. Lisa.
Forgot about that.
He comes up behind. There's that chick standing there with the long hair, and he comes walking up behind her and goes, hey, you want to, like, go get some grindage? and turns around, and it's a dude with
the
beard.
Dude. Yep.
And he comes walking up, and he's like, and he looks at the camera, just real, real busted. He does the whole, oh, man, that was a dude. That doesn't make me gay, does it?
Did I just score?
Yeah. I'm going to score. Yeah. Shut up, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, it happens to a lot of them. You know, they get wore out, they get blinded by what they've been doing, and it becomes mundane to them. So they think they don't have to put on a show when they see fans. They don't have to be who everybody remembers them as. They can just sit there and be a jerk, or not say nothing, or just be half-assed at it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. You especially if you're doing a meet and greet. You know, I think one of the funniest people still, even though he got in trouble a lot, was Carrot Top. And Carrot Top loves his fans. And he will stay till he signs every last thing. If
yeah.
they're in line, he will stay there and sign until the last person has gone through the line. I give him that.
That's,
you know.
Shit, man.
He's off the wall, and he's gotten older, and he's gotten a little weirder. But here's the thing. He's still genuine to the craft. He still portrays what he is. And, you know, he doesn't do all the other stuff, you know?
But
he doesn't do...
is,
go ahead.
Like I heard with Carrot Top. I'm sorry. The funny thing with
no,
Carrot
go ahead.
Top. Daniel Dice Clay, he told Carrot Top that when you get older, you're going to look like him, and he pointed to Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, and you see how bad he looks now? Andrew Dice Clay looks like hell.
Yeah.
That's sad. Well, I think he had some cancer, to be honest with you, or something, because
oh, really?
He looked like hell. Yeah, he looked like hell. Something happened to him.
He used to be funnier than shit, too.
Well,
I mean,
you know what?
I was liking when Carrot Top put the, shit, what do you call them, hold her hair up, you know, put the hair clips on either side,
yeah.
give himself the pigtail. He would go through Wendy's, and they would all go, shit, she's here.
That's funny. That's great.
Oh, wow.
He just recently did it. They showed it on Instagram, and you're doing a spot where he's on the phone. He goes, hey, Megadeth and TF, New Kids on the Block are having a concert. He goes, are they on stage? So he picks the phone up and you hear New Kids on the Block. And he picks up the other phone and you hear Megadeth. And then he says, what if we put them together at the same time? And he picks up both phones and both the bands are playing. And then it was funny. And then he goes and picks the phone up and goes, oh, damn, it wasn't even plugged in. How did we get that? And he throws it back in his bucket. Yeah, the bucket. It was pretty funny. He's like, damn, it's not even plugged in. He's like, oh, well, whatever. And walks away. I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's funny, man.
Mm.
It's kind of odd how sometimes, you know, Paulie Shore, and the odd thing was Paulie Shore, when I met him, he was kind of one of the guys on my hit list. Like, if I don't see anybody else, I want to go shake his hand. And
right.
he was such a grump that I was like, damn, you know, I said the hell with
that's
it.
What
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You can't be that way when you got people standing in front of you that came to see
yeah.
you specifically, you idiot.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad your day's going and whatever. You're in front of fans. But go ahead.
I walk up on Anthony Michael Hall, as we all remember, who used to be. He was in Breakfast Club and Weird Science
yeah.
and all that stuff.
Yep.
The blonde-haired guy.
Weird Science.
Well,
I love that guy.
God, that was a great flick. Well, what was funny
and
is
Johnson
I went up
Short.
To him.
Give me the keys. Give me some give me the keys. Give me the keys. He don't even have his license, Lisa.
Oh.
Broke my heart and boom.
Yeah,
hey, Bender, what if I had your pot, Bender? It's in Johnson's pants, sir.
Best line in the whole movie, though, was, what are you guys doing in there? Oh, Gary's in here taking his shit. And he slapped the daylights out of his buddy. But
so what, so was Anthony Michael Hall cool, or was he a jerk? Was he cool or what?
I pulled my phone out, and I says, man, I want to show you something. I said, me and my brother, I'm 50. You know, at the time, I said, I'm 50. My brother's 46. I said, and I want you to look at the two of us actually texting back and forth and quoting just about the entire damn movie of Weird Science, right? And he's laughing, right? I says, I can't tell you my Social Security number, but I can remember every line of that damn movie. So
right.
He says, well, where's your brother at, man? And I said, well, he was supposed to be here, but he got stuck at work, so he's in Florida. And he says, man, get your phone out. Let's make a video and send it to him. And bigger than anything, I saw a video on my phone where he got
That's cool.
And it was funny, the minute we got the thing rolling, he turned into Gary on Weird Science. I mean, just turned right into it. And he's like, damn, where are you at, man? You know, we're out here, and, I mean, it was funnier than hell, and it made the show for me.
That's cool.
You know,
that's
I sent
cool.
a text to my brother. My brother was having a bad day. You know, he's like, dude, you just have no idea what this just done for me, you know. But in the meantime, he didn't have to do all that.
No.
But what he did
And you
is,
know what? That,
is that,
he w- that's good. He went out of his way to make a fan happy. And that's what you're
exactly.
supposed to do, because if you forget where you came from and how you got there, because without any of us, you're nothing. You get nothing. You know,
and, you know,
period.
You got that, and, you know, if you're not careful, as a matter of fact, there was a friend of mine who was a huge Dudley Boys fan. He loved the Dudley Boys, thought they were the coolest shit. He went up to Bubba and asked for his autograph at one of the shows. And Bubba told him to F off, took his book that he had other autographs in, and threw it. Choo! Threw it over a fence where he couldn't get to it. And, I mean, he was broken. He come to work, so of course he come to work, and all of us like, dude, how'd it go? Did you get to meet the Dudley brothers or Dudley boys? And he was like, don't even want to talk about it. I mean, when he said it, he had such an edge to his voice. I was like, okay, stand down.
Uh-oh.
We're not going to talk about it. Yeah, we're not going to talk. If something happened, we're not going to talk about it. When he's ready to talk about it, he will. And it took a couple months, and I found out finally what it was. You know, he had gone around and shook hands with all these wrestlers, and they had signed his little book that he had, and he carried that little book everywhere he went. And, you know, he had, and he said Bubba told him to F off, grabbed his book, and just threw it over the fence. And he said, belongs to somebody else now. But here's a guy who was an absolute just ridiculous-ass fan of this guy. And now, you can't even talk about him. You know what I mean? Even if you brought up his name around him, you could just see him just get up and walk off because he doesn't even want to think about it. So
yeah, well, it happens. It happens.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he can be a jerk at times. I mean, but he doesn't need to, see, that's the whole thing. He thinks he's funny. If he's a heel, it's funny. He can do those things. You know, that's still not good business.
No.
It may make
and,
other
know,
people
if you
happy.
Go,
but
if you're hitting these guys up in the bathroom or when they're eating dinner,
oh,
you know,
yeah, but that's
when,
different.
You know, when to approach these guys.
Yeah. And I like Tyrus. Tyrus is NWA television champion right now, and he's also on Gutfeld and some other stuff on Fox. So He says, I will sign anything you want. I will take pictures with you. But if I'm with my kids and you see me with my kids, do not approach me.
Yeah, leave me
be. Do not approach me. And somebody didn't get the message and came up to him when he was, he goes, listen, I'm spending time with my kids. I'm on the road a lot. I'm trying to have time with family. No, go away. Get away from me. I'm not signing anything. I'm not taking any pictures. And the guy followed him to the car as he's putting his kids in the car. And he goes, look. And Tyrus is a big dude. He goes, look here, dude. I'm telling you right now, if you don't walk away from here, you're not going to like it. I told you nicely inside, I'm with my family. I was like, see, now that's a guy that will do anything if you just listen to what they say, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get the ones that are jerk faces. There's a lot of them in the business that are jerk faces. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the same guy over and over and over and over again, whether it's in a locker room, sharing a locker room, or being at a meet and greet or whatever, and just still being the same jerk. That's not good business. I mean, that's not good business for you either, because, I mean, this is a money-based business industry. You're trying to make money. Hello?
Right.
You know? Shit.
Anyway. Even me being an author, for God's sake, I mean, authors have no life. We just type. You know, when I'm trying to panhandle books and everything, I can't be up on my damn cloud talking about how wonderful I am because I have, you know, published novels, man. I've got to be in there, man. So, hey, you know, tell me about yourself. What's going on, man? You've got to be on. And,
It doesn't matter what you've got going on in your life. You still got to be on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, see, I'm lucky. You know, nobody gives a shit about an information system security officer, so I don't have people, you know, banging on my door. So, I'm lucky.
You're lucky. Okay.
Tim is
listen,
the guy who hits the per my last email.
Hey, Tim, I'll be up in Indiana next week with my wife and my candy.
If you hear
me.
Well, gentlemen, I'll be damned if we didn't actually make it. As we thought, we might not have a show tonight because of everything going on. I'll be damned if we didn't come together and put one together.
Everybody's got life
Rick.
In the way.
Yes. But by God, we pulled together. I'm digging it. Stro, Velvet, always good to have you guys joining us. I really appreciate the support this evening. And Velvet, always good to hear from you, brother. Keep fighting a good fight. And
yeah, we'll have to talk about what's going on down the road.
Yeah,
I didn't want to put it out on here yet because I haven't really told a ton of people what's going on, and I got a lot on my plate starting next week, a lot. I mean, a hefty dose. So I just want to wait and when it's right, you know, and have people understand. You know, and they can ask all the questions they want to ask. I don't want to do anything just yet, but, you know. But, yeah, it's going to be a hard fight. This is the one that is very serious, so I got to really be ready and be focused, you know. So that's what I'm working on. And laughter is the best part of it, so.
Exactly. Keep kicking ass and just know that there's a lot of people pulling your direction, man, so. You know, just
cool.
Keep getting
damn
sure good to have you aboard.
And Stro always, whether I talk to Stro or not, Stro's always sending me something every week. Todd is too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I hear from a lot of people. Or your guys send something every now and again. That's fine. You don't have to do it weekly, but I appreciate the ones that do. And I appreciate the ones that just say, hey, how you doing? Things like that. I mean, that makes a big difference, you know, because it keeps you wanting to keep fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Like if you're having a crappy day, hey man, how you doing? Just checking on you. It could make or break your day, you know?
Yeah.
And it's usually going to make your day when somebody says, hey man, how you doing? Just thinking about you, you know? So And I appreciate that. So I really appreciate that when you do it. So I appreciate you.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said,
we love you, brother.
It's one of those things.
Love you too, man.
That when if you take just the second of your time just to, and like I said, it doesn't have to be a paragraph.
No, exactly.
Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'm good at. Imagine this. I'm good for sending a stupid-ass meme out there. I don't say anything.
And Todd.
As a matter of fact, I got a good friend of mine that's going through some marriage issues right now, and I sent him something that said, life is like being a corn dog. The only time anybody wants your wiener is when it's covered in bread.
That's freaking great. Oh, my God. You got almighty.
And that was all I said, and that was it. There was no, how's it going, man? Are you doing okay? Do you need anything? It was just me cracking a good old corn dog joke. And sometimes that's all it takes, man. And, you know, that's what
you're right.
On the show all the time, just trying to look out for one another and do the best what we can. So, but, yeah, dude, nothing but good thoughts going your way, man. Just keep punching,
man. Cool.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
let's
pass it around the room, and then we'll cue in that old salty British broad. And then I think I am going to hit the showers, and I may partake in a whiskey before I go to bed tonight.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to, because she's going to be telling you everything that's broken.
Yeah, I might need the whiskey prior to finding out what the source of the crashing was. So. But
hey, why did your shower take so long? Because I was too busy drinking whiskey in the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right, go ahead.
The shower curtain rod would support my weight. I was in there doing some testing on it. I need a stronger belt. Put it on the list for Father's Day. Get stronger belt. Oh, man.
Stupid.
So much for the suicide jokes tonight. Stro, talk to me. What kind of business you got going on, young man?
The business. All right. Well,
tomorrow
night, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, VOCNation.com. We're talking what-if scenarios in wrestling. So if you got a what-if scenario you're choosing, call in. Should be fun. And then Friday night,
absolutely,
the Stro Zone Horror Sci-Fi Show, midnight Eastern Standard Time, with my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroToMaestro. Friday night's feature is The Bat, starring Vincent Price, so please tune in to that. And then Saturday, I'm doing commentary for Shockwave Wrestling Entertainment, baby, at the Craven County Fairgrounds in New Bern, North Carolina. It's 7 p.m. bell time. So, those of you in the New Bern area, check us out Friday night. And great to be here, as always.
And, you know, for those of you in Jacksonville, too, that New Bern bypass, if you haven't had the time to get on that New Bern bypass yet, I'm here to tell you, you want to talk about fun, because you can actually get to New Bern. I mean, because New Bern used to be one of these drives that if you're the only one on the road, you can get there in 30 minutes. But if there is one other person on the road, it takes you an hour, because everything was one lane up, one lane back. And if you got behind a truck or behind somebody in their 90s, it just blew the whole thing, because you can't pass. And they then there's Maysville and Pollocksville. And I apologize to these two fine little towns, but they were speed traps. I don't give a rat's ass what nobody says. You're going you go from 55 to 35, and that 35 lasts for like a mile and a half. And if you don't slow down,
they get you. Yep.
Pollettsville actually would take two cars and park them at the end of each side of Pollettsville, coming in and going out. They didn't have any motors in them. They were just police cars that they parked, let weeds grow up around them and all kinds of shit, just to give the Buford T. Justice look. And now you don't have to go through them anymore. But that New Bern bypass, shoo, two lanes, 60, 70 miles an hour posted speed limit. You're in Jacksonville.
Nice.
You scratch your balls twice, ba-bang. You're in New Bern. And it is very
nice.
I had to drive my sister-in-law to Pollettsville today for a doctor's appointment. And I'm here to tell you, I get on that thing and jump off. You're right there at the doctor's office. Jump back on. You're right back in Jacksonville. I'm like, hot diggity damn. There is a God.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
It is, ain't it? We can actually get somewhere now here in North Carolina. But Stroh, fantastic to have you aboard, young man. Good luck with all the festivities coming up here. Appreciate you coming.
Oh, thank you so much.
As always. Absolutely. Velvet,
yeah.
Talk to me.
I ain't got nothing going on this week. We're not having a show Sunday because it's Easter Sunday. But I just found something out. My buddy Steve Logan just sent me something, Stroh. Jonathan Gresham is defending his Ring of Honor title against Dalton Castle on Saturday. This Saturday.
Oh boy, this Saturday.
And that's Velvet's new man. Sorry, Ricky Stark, Dalton Castle, and his little Cabana boys. Do it for me. But no, I ain't got nothing, man. Dude, if y'all don't know who Dalton Castle is, he's got two guys in Speedos with masks, with the Mardi Gras masks on, with feathers on them,
yeah.
And they have feather things they fan him with, and it's just freaking hilarious, man. I'm like, in on that.
Nice.
All in on that. So, yeah, but no, I ain't got nothing. I'll be on Retro tomorrow night doing What Ifs. So that's going to be awesome, WCW Retro. Other than
that
man, it's going to be good. So, yeah.
Hey, dude, I'm telling you what, man. It was great to hear your voice this evening. Certainly appreciate you joining us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I mean, talk about perfect timing. Well done, young man. I appreciate it. So, Tim. Are you in the storm cellar, or is there a lady with your dog in her basket on the bicycle going,
oh, shit.
Or are you still alive?
Wow.
I'm bored with this point. I was just checking out Doppler while you guys were talking, and the crap's already passed. It is gone.
Oh, really?
No.
I heard
you got
rain a little bit. But, hell no, I like storms. I was hoping for a good one. I'm a Midwestern redneck. I like that kind of crap. So I was hoping to catch storm action, but no, nothing. I was just going to say, as far as my world, this week on Tim the Tool Man Taylor, I'm just going to see how many more things I can smash with a hammer. Now, I don't have anything else going on. Hey, we are going to go check out the Sonic movie, me and the little guy, my son Tanner. We're going to go. He wants to go see Sonic 2. We already, you know, these days you can go reserve your seat ahead of time, so we've done that. He got a big kick out of that. I showed him how you can – we already ordered our tickets, so we picked out our seats. We're good to go for that. And the only other thing I wanted to say is somehow we got to make it possible to where whenever Velvet comes in, it plays one of those ice cream truck bell whistle, you know, like whatever song you'll hear whenever the – trucks come on.
Dude.
You gotta have one of those guys for Velvet.
Y'all silly, I love it.
Did y'all see the bit in Moon Knight episode 1 where he's getting away from all the villains and he hijacks a cupcake truck and they're playing Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Oh my god, I'm up.
That used to be my entrance theme. What are you talking about?
Oh man, I'm dying, man.
I used that as entrance for about 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. I thought he was velvet when I watched that scene, man. I was like, oh, man. He velvet loved this.
As when George Michael came out as gay and people were, like, you know, gasping. I'm going, y'all didn't already know that shit? I mean, hey, here's exhibit A. Wake me up before you. Okay. The defense restaurant. You know? Come on, man.
When you got too many chicks in a video and you're overcompensating for something there, okay? I'm sorry. And then you come out with Last Christmas and you're looking at the other guys and you're with a chick. And there's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, there are certain signals that are being passed. And So in the event
if you
that is
seen,
the way
go
you're
ahead, go
doing,
ahead.
Yeah, you know, God bless you for your, you know, if that's how you feel and that's the way you want to live, knock yourself out, go right on the head.
Yeah, exactly.
For all these people who act shocked when the guy who wears pink and high heels to school is, you know, attracted to other men. Don't gasp. Just, you know,
right, exactly. Right.
You should already be smart.
Oh, my God. I just thought he was flamboyant. I didn't know he was gay. Oh, my God. Shut the hell up.
I thought he liked warm colors. Yeah, it's just.
Well, we've been going to lunch like every day, and we were like cackling like hyenas. Well, that should tell you something, too. But go ahead.
He wore those sparkly gloves all the time. I thought he liked Michael Jackson. No, it's got nothing to do with Michael Jackson.
No, right? That's not a thing.
Now, all Tim, right. I will throw one thing at you, man. You talk about Tanner, and I am totally unashamed to admit this for the whole world to hear. My son, Rob, he's 23. I'm 51. And here this last week, if we have had a spare minute together, we have sat down and played that damn Star Wars Lego game on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Drink beer and play that Star Wars Lego. We have had so much fun playing that damn thing. It's almost like having him back where he was 5 years old. We're sitting there drinking beer, laughing our asses off, and I tell you, it was probably the best $60 that's been spent in this house in a long time, barring the shower.
Tim, don't let
use
him fool
the force.
Tim, Dave's a liar. I call bullshit. I call bullshit. But everything is, I'm going to say that right now, dude. Tim, look here. He's saying that's the best $60 he spent in that household. That's not what he told his son. He goes, son, I love you to death, but if this thing goes sideways with me and your mom, I got these assless chaps. I guess I'll have to get on the pole again.
Run, Luke, run.
It's the best $60 I've spent on something since I bought your mother's engagement ring.
Oh, wow.
I tell you
thank you.
Oddly enough, you say that this past weekend, because, you know, I gave my old Xbox to Tanner. Basically, it's in his room, but we just got a hold of some old controllers because one of mine stopped working. Another one, it was the wireless, and so it got all corroded, and I stopped messing with it. So anyway, we were down a couple controllers, but we found some on that Nextdoor app. So we were loaded up on Xbox controllers, and me and Tanner and Rachel, all three of us, we're playing the multiplayer Halo where you run around and shoot each other. That stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So right there with you, man.
Yeah. I mean, we sit there and drink beer and cut up the whole damn time. It's a blast. But, yeah, Tim, definitely great to have you aboard this evening. Always appreciate the assistance, young man. Always good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
And before I cue in, the old crusty British lady, just want to say this weekend is Easter weekend, and I am not going to stand in the pulpit and preach to everybody, but take some time to slow down and put it to you this way. In the event you drop something, if you drop the lid to the mayonnaise, or perhaps you drop the change in your pocket, or maybe some laundry coming out of that newly fixed dryer of yours, while you're down there, take a quick knee and give some thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's kind of funny how with Easter nowadays, Easter just kind of flies by everybody and nobody really, everything's open, nobody pays any mind to it. But to me, Easter is probably more important than all the rest of the holidays, just due to the fact that had not the ultimate sacrifice not been made, we would not have been allowed to be the little heathens that we are here in our lives. So whether you dig it or you don't dig it, it only takes a second to give some thanks and go on back to your egg dyeing and your jelly bean eating and your whatever you do. But again, don't forget the ultimate sacrifice was made so we can all be buttheads. And I say that in jest, but I say that with all seriousness. So happy Easter, everybody. Remember, don't eat the brown jelly beans because they made jelly beans. So with the brown jelly
that
beans
ain't
joke
right.
on, that's right. Especially if they're crunchy ones. You know the Easter Bunny, they left them last year. The crunchy brown jelly beans are from last year's Easter
yeah.
Bunny.
Oh, Lord.
He made the deposit.
Did they see right next to crunch?
Yeah. Them some vintage. Vintage rabbit turds there, son. So with all that being said, happy Easter, everybody. Y'all take care of one another. Velvet, Stro, Tim, love you guys. Very much obliged for the help. And I will talk to everybody. Be safe. Happy Easter.
Happy
we'll see y'all next Wednesday night.
Happy Easter.
All right.
We'll call the stars.
Happy Easter.
Thanks, Easter Punk.
Come on over here, baby.
Mog, Mog. I got some candy for you, Tim. Look here, Tim. Stop being a little peckerhead.
Happy Easter, baby. Make that money's booty, if you will.
Oh, shit. Right. Oh, look at here. Well, guys, we're going to be extended for a minute because my internet is out. So as I try to end the episode.
Oh, hey, Tim.
I cannot.
So game on.
Please.
Hey, buddy.
Continue on with the Herbert.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, Christ.
My life.